Lucas Graham and Mama Said on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. It is 7:09 on a Wednesday morning. Time for a closer look at Clear's community. One of the most fun people in the world, Josh Neubauer.
You make me blush.
Youth and Families for Christ is here with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going, Lou?
It's going great. How are you?
Good. Doing well.
Good. So you guys, you're kind of wrapping up the school year.
We are. And with that being said, we are looking at the summer and getting ready for the next big thing, which is camp. So YFFC camp is landing June 3rd through the 6th. And as usual, we're going down to Mahoney State Park and renting out some cabins down there. And we've got 35 kids signed up.
Wow.
And we have a waiting list this year. So it is nuts. We're looking forward to another great week.
Now, this is middle school kids.
Yeah.
I tell you what, my hat's off to you guys for going for, you know, 4 days with middle school kids and running around and just, yeah, that's
it does take a special kind of crazy and a special kind of love to do that, and we're definitely ready to come home and be done. But yeah, this is all students who just are finishing their sixth grade year through eighth grade. And so next year, man, if you've got a student in that age level too, we don't take fifth graders yet just because they are a little young. But in the meantime, sixth grade through eighth grade. And we have just, I think, two spots left for boys that are open. So any young guys out there that are looking to have a good week, call us at the office. But yeah, it's going to be a packed week.
Now, this is, I think, a good age to take them, though, because this is really a confusing age for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of, you know, social things going on that they're trying to navigate. And
absolutely. It is something I would not want to relive again. Granted, I would make different decisions, but middle school is a rough season of life, and some of the decisions they make will really turn them into who they're going to be for maybe the majority of their life. So figuring out who they are, and with all the cultural pushes and I think just peer pressures and some of the bullying issues too that we see now that weren't around when I was a kid because we didn't have our smartphones and you don't have a 12-year-old sitting there with a $500 iPhone calling people names on the internet. Like, mm-hmm. That wasn't a thing. We just did it to your face.
Yeah.
But yeah, kids are definitely growing up in a tough time, so this is an opportunity to get them kind of out of their norm and in a way unplug. Granted, most of them still have their phones with them and there's Wi-Fi there, so it's hard to shut that totally down. But to see something different, get out of town, and it's such a beautiful property down there. Nebraska does have trees. They're just not really around here as much. But Mahoney's a great place. We love that camp, and we're looking forward to another year.
So what are some of the things you do while you're there?
Oh, there's so much. Like, it's just a packed schedule. There is some free time, but one of the favorite things that kids love to do is we found this game called Slip and Slide Kickball. And so, yeah, it sounds like what it is. Or it is what it sounds like. We take some big tarps and lay them out as runways, and then the bases are these little 5-foot inflatable swimming pools. And parents, you can rest your minds at ease. We do make them wear helmets while they play. So as they slide into that base, they do have a helmet on. But it's hilarious. It takes some work, but that's one of the funner things that we do. We go on a sunrise hike and do a little bit of teaching at that point, and just, you know, getting the kids up at 4:35 in the morning and seeing the sun come up over the river down there at Ashland. Oh man, it's such a sight. And the kids don't get to do stuff like that, so walking up their like 75 foot tall observation tower and looking out over creation and seeing all the stuff you can see. There's a water park there, so naturally you got to hit that for an afternoon. That's the only thing that does cost anything for the kids. And so $13 for a week-long trip, like, they enjoy that. But otherwise, like, some good small group conversation too and having meals together 3 times a day besides the snacking in between all that. And, yeah, it's a fun experience. We turned our front yard into a Nerf battlefield, go figure, last summer. And so we had all these cardboard.
No.
I know, it's appalling. I'm going to do it again tonight with my youth group. We put a bunch of cardboard boxes in the front yard, and our neighbors were looking at us weird, and kids are running around and shooting darts at each other. So those are some of the activities we do, and it's always a good time. There's sometimes a bit of an obstacle course kind of thing and just team competitions.
Now, I understand there's usually at least one competition where you pit the girls against the boys, and unfortunately, the girls almost always win.
Typically, yeah. I don't know that we even did that last year, just for the sake of trying to mix it up. But yeah, it's been good. The competition always gets them to participate a little better when you make it a challenge. There has to be a winner.
Well, we're going to keep Josh here. We come back. We're going to explore how you can help with camp coming up here on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. That's Bryn Elliott, You Might Not Like Me, on Clear 101. It is 7:22 on a Wednesday morning. We're back with more Community Spotlight. We have Josh Muehlbauer with us from Youth and Families for Christ, and we're talking about camp that you guys are taking 35
camp.
middle school kids. So
that'll be a fun bus for an hour and a half.
Yeah, this is a yearly thing that you do, and the kids get to go free.
Yeah. It's,
there's no cost to them.
Right. Yeah, we try not to make kids pay for anything in our programming. Everything we do is free. We definitely serve a lot of kids that probably wouldn't be able to pay for it anyway. And so part of how we make that happen is we run on donations, and that's on a day-to-day basis anyway. So whether it's taking care of our utilities and things in our building and paying for our staff to be there, or taking kids to camp. So we run on donations. And sometimes it's food donations, sometimes it's monetary donations. We've got a lot of financial partners that come alongside of us and back us and help make things function and flow smoothly, and we appreciate those guys. And so with camp, I mean, we're looking at $150 per kid. And so if that's something that might be laid on your heart that you'd like to sponsor a kid, $150 would send a kid to camp. And then all they have to pay for is their water park entry fee, which is, man, whopping $13 or so. It's not too bad, so if they can handle that. But, yeah, it's a great, great week. And, again, just a chance for them to unplug and go and see something different, hear something different, and just be loved on right where they're at.
And it's really cool, too, because every year it's a different group of kids.
Yeah. We try not to let any kids go twice just because it is such a special thing. And then that means, well, we just spent $300 or better on one kid. Well, that means one other kid that could have gone wouldn't get that experience.
Right.
So it's not that we don't want them to go again. It's we want somebody else to have that opportunity and experience.
The other thing you can do if you maybe don't have, you know, a full scholarship amount is you can donate whatever you've got towards feeding these kids, because besides being very energetic, they are bottomless food pits.
They can eat, no joke. So obviously they're middle schoolers, and if you have a middle schooler, then you know. I have a four-year-old, and I think she eats like a middle schooler some days. She's a bottomless pit, but these kids definitely put away food. We try to have three meals a day, and besides any kind of snacks that we bring in between. So we definitely like doing some kind of taco nacho type thing. So having cans of nacho cheese, jars of salsa, chips, Dorito bags, walking taco type stuff. But then in the morning too, when we do that sunrise hike, we pack along a lot of breakfast type things. So granola bars, Pop-Tarts, like little mini muffins and mini donuts, things like that, that pack in a backpack and or even fanny pack for those that rock those still. You know, we could definitely use a lot of that kind of stuff as well to go down there.
And if you're curious about what they would like, give them a call down there at Youth and Families for Christ, or just a monetary donation or a gift card.
Walmart gift card, Super Saver, Hy-Vee, whatever your choice is there, like, We definitely can go shopping if that's something easy enough. You want to grab a gift card, we appreciate that too.
And what is your phone number at the?
Our phone number downtown is 564-3700. And so you can call us there and talk to one of our staff. We'd love to point you in the right direction and appreciate all that help that we can get.
Now, I have one very important question. Since you are going to be going,
yes.
I am going to assume that there will be bacon in some way, shape, or form at every meal?
If only, that would be awesome.
Yeah,
that'd
Josh
be awesome.
Loves bacon.
I do love me some bacon.
All right. So again, they are going the 3rd through the 6th.
3rd through the 6th. June 3rd through the 6th.
And if you'd like to help out, again, $150 is a scholarship to send a child to camp, or if you want to help out with food, snacks, any of that kind of stuff.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much, Riley, and thank you, Columbus.
Thank you for coming in, Josh.
Appreciate it.
Stay tuned. We'll have news coming up on Clear 101.